Generation E, for everybody S, subvert the system I, ignite debate S, set the state in, we're gonna tear them down. We are for Revolution E, for everybody S, subvert the system I, ignite debate S, set the state team. We're gonna tear it down!
Can I ask you guys where you're from?
Chicago.
How many hours did it take to get here?
16. No, it was like
20. Was it?
Did you tell them that?
Really? Huh?
Yeah. We're Philadelphia, North Carolina,
Chicago.
New York,
Ohio.
And so, do you guys have a name for your cheerleading squad?
Haymarket Hussies.
Radical cheerleaders from Philly.
So, what's the message you're trying to send to the guys inside the Waldorf Astoria?
That they can't make plans without the people present, that they can keep on meeting in there and they can keep on trying to set their agenda, but we're here with our agenda and we're here to let them know that there's other agendas out there that we're going to follow them wherever they go.
And do you think the thousands of people here will effectively send that message today?
I think the thousands of people here already have affected them. Otherwise, the World Bank wouldn't have changed its rhetoric so much. Otherwise, neoliberalism wouldn't be on the run. In my opinion, we won the day we all got here. We won the day we invented radical cheerleading, artistic revolution, because it's about a lot more than just who's controlling the physical world. It's about who's controlling the philosophical world, who's controlling the artistic world, and that's us.
I just wanted to call attention to the fact that a lot of times women aren't listened to at protests, and men immediately go for the men and ask them the questions as if their organizers are in control, and we kind of combat that by doing radical cheerleading because we're often a woman-centered squad, like more women and trans people than men, and that balances out a lot of anarchist revolutionary actions, which are usually very male-dominated. I just wanted to say that.
The mainstream press, of course, has focused a lot on the potential for violence here. That seems to be like the major theme in covering these kinds of demonstrations. I mean, you guys obviously work very hard to be creative and send a positive message, but at the same time, a lot of the corporate press just doesn't, they ignore it by and large.
Well, we already saw violence last night, but it was police violence. And that's usually the kind of violence that I see at these things. Like, as you can see, you can't see that, but there's a lot of creativity here. People work really hard to come up with a way to get their message across. And I don't think you're going to see any kind of, protest, whatever, property destruction or whatever, which is not really definable as violence by me anyway, but you may see some police freaking out on people, like last night at Charas when they arrested four people.
For what? Tell us what happened there.
They arrested them on like blocking the street charges, but it was an action to reopen Charas, which is a Latino community center on the Lower East Side. And nobody even got anywhere near the building. The police came in and rushed the crowd before anyone even got near the building. So that's the kind of thing that you're likely to see here is the violence of like silencing dissent and trying to shove people out before they even get a chance to say anything.
Do you have a name you go by, or where are you from?
I'm Mary Christmas, a cheerleader from New York.
Okay. And what's your name, and where are you from?
I'm Mateo. I'm a cheerleader with the Haymarket Hussies from Chicago and former Rocky Mountain Rebel.
Okay. And you, where are you from?
Chainsaw, Haymarket Hussie from Chicago.
Did you want to say anything about what brought you here, all the way from Chicago?
Well, I don't think the revolution ever stops, and I think it's important to understand that, you know, we realize that New York has gone through a really tough time lately, and I mean, the whole country's been shocked by what's happened, but we don't see that the solution is war and more violence, and we don't see that the solution is, you know, bringing these giant capitalist economic forums to New York City. The city needs community love, the city needs community empowerment, and the city needs us. And, you know, we need a grassroots movement that's going to rebuild the city in a way that is, you know, harboring all communities involved here, the poor communities, the people of color, the women, et cetera, and not just these, you know, white elitist capitalist leaders. You know, I'm just here to show my support for the communities and my resistance to this economic forum.
Thank you very much.
You bet.